Hey, what's up? This is Miss Goody Debates coming at you with another episode, another podcast episode slash segment. And what I want to talk about, it may be brief, it may be short, you know, straight to the point. To the point. No chaser. So what I want to talk about is women who know that they pretty much, how they met the guy, how they got the guy, is how he most definitely, or how he most likely is going to be. Okay, so let's start here. Okay, so when you meet a man, you know what I'm saying, 9 out of 10, you know, if he wants to get serious with you, he's gonna try everything to show you that he wanna get serious, he's willing to change his ways, you know, y'all know those types, you know. Y'all know those types, just ladies, man, and just know that he can get any bitch in this world. I'm sorry to use the B word on it, but that's how we gonna say, or a hoe in this world, you know, or a female or a woman, however you wanna put this into a scenario in your own mindset. Cause you know, people call it different things. May mean no disrespect, but it is what it is. It depends on how your conversation going. So in this conversation, we just gonna be straight with no chasers. So I want to ask females, personally, if you knew what type of guy you had in the beginning, why are you so fucking surprised when a nigga either marry you, have a baby by you, you know, or y'all just started dating and you actually surprised at what type of nigga he is by doing some shit like that on you, you know? And 9 out of 10, a lot of the times, us females, you know, we absolutely don't know what type of guy we getting until he show him true self. You know, we don't know. But in this case, in this scenario right here, we're just gonna talk about the ones who knew that if he had a girlfriend before or wife before you started fucking with you, I mean, why would you think that out of the motherfucking blue he won't some way somehow return that, I won't call it a favor, return that karma back to you, you know? And females be acting so surprised at how a guy may treat them, and knowing that he was a hoe ass nigga. I'm sorry for saying like that, but no, he was a hoe ass dude. And it's not a specific color, not a specific race of men that I'm saying this to, because I'm pretty sure women all over goes through this. You know, you may like the guy and stuff like that, and you may see that, you know, you see potential in him, but if you know he was a player, straight from the Himalaya, sis, you know that he was just one when you met him. Why would you even get serious with him, knowing that he had potential of fucking it up with you too? I mean, you may have got with him on the purposes of him looking like he's changing, but those type of men like that, they get bored quick. If they don't already come as is, if they don't already come themselves, if they don't already come as grown ass men to you, and you meet them as being little boys playing games and jumping all over the place, all over women, and you gotta fight, fuss, and argue with different women, or you gotta call up his phone or fussing, or you gotta call up her phone fussing, try to figure out what's going on, you put yourself in that damn position. Like I said, it's a different scenario from a guy actually going out there who show himself, and the woman, you know, just got a whole different image of him. He showed his true side to the woman sooner or later. We talk about the ones who really want certain dudes because other women is around them, and she's like, oh, well, I could change him. Oh, he's interested in me. Fuck y'all bitches. Like, I got him. And other women like, bitch, you got a whole dog on your hand. You better have an open mindset when it comes to him. You better make sure that he's real. He's not gonna play no motherfucking games on you like you was willing to play out here on different women when he was out here like that. Cause those type of men, like I said, they get bored. Those type of dudes get bored. they get bored with one woman, and they may be faithful for a little bit, for a while, because don't nobody else want their ass once they figure out, like, oh, he's dating her. But it's going to be some bitch out here who's going to try him, because he opened up the gates to let her in, and he giving her the attention, and he still have that wishy-washy way about him that states, like, I'm still selfish on the inside. Like, I could still do my dirt. I could still be sneaky as fuck. Like, she won't find out. She already know what type of nigga I was. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. And these women are like, so motherfucking mad, angry, and hurt knowing that what type of guy you had. Sis, get your ass up and go get you a piece. Go get you a piece. Why is you over here fussing and arguing with this woman about some dick that you already knew that was community in the first place? You don't want to lay up, get married, have a baby by him, be with him to make other bitches jealous. So since he go and do that on you sooner or later, you act like you so hurt. So hurt. Well, you could have saved your own ass and could have just walked the fuck away. Like, bitch, no motherfucking issue, no motherfucking problem, no motherfucking none of that. And if he wanted you as a woman, he most definitely would have ran behind you and said, look, I'm willing to change. I see that you 100% with me. I see that I may not find another like you. I want to put all my full undivided attention into you. No other woman can break what we got. No other woman can come in between us. I'm tired of my player ways. I'm tired of having all these hoes out here, these chicks out here. I'm going to let them know who my HBIC is, who my real woman is. If he don't do that, if he don't introduce you and announce you like that, this nigga out here, he's still saving his heart for somebody else. He's still saving his attention towards somebody else because he's selfish, and that's what we call dogs, you know, what we call strays. You know, you pick up a stray off the street, you don't know what kind of diseases they got. You don't know what kind of nothing. You don't know what, don't know if they have rabies. You don't know none of that. You don't know if they'll love you or turn on you. You get what I'm saying? Not calling all guys a stray, but hey, that's how you, dogs, hey, there's a lot of stray muffs out here. I had to block that out, y'all, but there's a lot of stray ass dudes out here. And women act so surprised when he start treating her a certain way. I mean, she just become the whole headline of, oh, I'm the only woman in the world that he done that to. Like, no. Why do you think want no other woman or women interested in actually bagging him and making him fitable for her lifestyle? Why you think that they was out here playing games with him? You have to allow a man to come to you as a man, a grown man, and show himself as a grown man. Because then you have to put your foot down to him like, look, I ain't out here playing games. I ain't looking for nothing out here. You're not about to come over here and play with me, you know? And that's me. That's the reason why people be wondering, like, damn, how she's single, how this and that. You know, not that I don't have options. It's just the fact I don't have time for people games. Like, I'm still trying to stay focused in my life. Like, nigga, if dude, whatever you want to call it, if you going to come over here and play games with me and try to keep my attention on the negative, have me fussing, arguing, and fighting with other chicks and knowing things bother me, and you not trying to take that into comprehension in your mindset, like, damn, this is bothering her. I'm going to show her that this is not what it is. This is not what it is. And you in self-denial and want to, you know, you want to impress another chick all the time. You don't care about my feelings, what's bothering me. Dude, you're not for me. So we need to cut this shit short. Like, cut this shit short. You need to go your way. I need to go my way. No matter how much I like you, I will always have some type of respect, love, or friendship with you. But we can't be together. And that's just what it is. Like, don't force the situation. Don't force, oh, I can make a nigga change. I can make a dude change. I can make him become a man. Just because you get married to him, you have a baby, or you bet him as a short-term boyfriend and he bet you as a short-term woman, of course he's going to keep running back to you when all the other bitches don't work out. Because guess what? You're the one who actually showed your true desirable feelings towards him, but he's selfish and he greedy and he think he could keep bouncing back to you to be the healer, to take on other women's baggage after he out here, after he's out here playing games. He wants you to keep bouncing back and forth with him. No, honey, find somewhere you ain't gotta play Tigger at. Find somewhere you ain't gotta bounce back and forth at. Let that dude know that you ain't no motherfucking bounce house. If you is bouncing it, honey, you bouncing it for a whole reason. The only reason why you should bounce it, nigga, when you do, or the only reason why she should bounce it is when she bouncing on you. When she bouncing it for you. Not you bouncing to playing Tigger to other dudes. Not her playing Tigger to try to figure out where you at, what you doing, how you doing, searching this, trying to look. Ain't none of that. It's too much. It's too much playing private investigator. It's too much playing Tigger. It's too much playing bounce house. It's too much. You get me? So, ladies, understand the type of man he is before you actually give yourself to him. Understand that. Understand the whole scenario of this man, because you would not notice. I'm gonna tell you, you would not notice, because if you actually out here looking for something and a man show, you know, he could blindside you a little bit or take your vision to the left a little bit because he know that you out here looking for it. But if you stay focused on a lot of stuff and strict about a lot of stuff, these dudes either gonna run away, walk away. Mainly they gonna run and walk because your rules is strict on them. It's strict when it comes to you. It's not because it's on them. It's strict because you have strict rules with yourself. So you have to be strong and allow yourself to not eliminate those rules about yourself until he show himself as a real man. But if you know what type of man you got, honey, put your foot down in the beginning. If he willing to change and he show that, oh, I'm tired of playing games. And I said he's not a good man, but 9 out of 10, how you got him, sis, is how you gonna lose these niggas. I ain't gonna lie. How you gonna lose these dudes or how you got them? So you pick them up from another woman, you most definitely some point in time probably lose them towards another woman. Because if that dude is not fighting for you in the beginning, oh no, don't waste your time, honey. Be with a man who wants to be with you and only you. And knowing nothing out here that's going to be for him, that's going to make him happy like you do. Temptation is out here. Temptation only make you happy for a short amount of time, but that temptation is just temporarily services. I can't get it out, y'all. That temptation is just a temporarily service. But if a man wants something long term, you understand when I say man, a grown ass man, He ain't gonna fuck up what he want long term, regardless of what's out here. He know everything out here is short to the ass. Don't shit last forever. You know, but other than that, ladies, please do your research, honey. Sis over here trying to do her research and everything else. You know, sometimes we play a fool to a guy. You know, especially if we really like him, we try to, you know, take out the evaluations that we should be evaluating when it comes to him, because guys do that a lot with us. So we should most definitely evaluate them. Like, you can't be bouncing in a woman for temporarily services or a short-term period, and then you on to the next, and then you want to come bouncing back and forth. No. Carry that far away. Ladies, learn. We got to be out here being smarter. Let's get a little bit smarter. And a lot of times, people say, hey, I didn't know you thought like that, or you this and that, or third. Like, without my upbringing and without people in my life who put a mindset in my mind when I was younger and care about my well-being and things like that, I'm not saying that they put this inside of me, but the experience the knowledge, the observation, the knowing of different things. You just have to trust yourself. But if you know what type of man you have in the beginning, and you know that you wouldn't put up with his bullshit, and you know that you were so happy with the bullshit that he was bringing to another chick, to other chicks, or to you in the beginning, and you wanted to stick there, and all of a sudden things go right, and they may go right for however long, but then you see things going to the left for you. You see things like he acting all weird and ratchet and difficult with you. Take into comprehension, into consideration that was always him. It was always planted in him. He just preserved it inside of him when the time was right, when he was going to get bored. And it was still there. So now he's getting bored. Well, as usual, all conversations must come to an end. So what I want you to do, if I said anything in this podcast that you don't agree with, hit me up in those messages. Let me know. We can just debate about this, you know, whether or not you want to collab with me or not. If you feel me, you know what I'm saying, I say you just, you know, listen to it and give me some feedback on it or whatever you want me to talk about. You know, I'm with it. I'm with it, honey. I'm with it. These are different situations, you know, different mindsets, of different people have different opinions. I would love to hear it, but please support all my other podcasts and just stay connected, please. Stay connected, okay? And Miss Goody Debates, we'll see you in the next one.